Hey everyone, I need your attention for 1 minute. This is not one of those ads. This is something that has changed my entire life. If you've been listening to this podcast, you know that this is all about personal development as the foundation for everything good in your life. And this podcast is now sponsored by Growth Day, which is the world's first all-in-one personal development app. I mean, oh my gosh, can you imagine having everything all in one place that you need to create the life that you want? Now you can. So if you've been struggling with your motivation, your mood, your productivity, or your purpose, you have to check this out. Growth Day helps you consciously change your life and achieve your potential. It has all the self-improvement tools, motivational classes, and life coaching all in one place. So many of us want to improve our lives, but the question is how? Where do we start? What do we use? How do you get unstuck? How do you make self-improvement stick? Well, research shows how. It's when you consistently journal, track your habits, set goals, learn from empowering mentors, and challenge yourself that you'll be happier, healthier, and more successful. But let me ask you something. Where do you actually do all of your personal development work? I have to tell you that over 300,000 people use Growth Day for a reason. It works. It's the world's number one software for self-improvement. Growth Day has an amazing mindset journal that I absolutely love, a habit tracker, and a goal setting system. In fact, I bet if you went to my stories this week, you probably saw me using the journaling app and telling you to do it too, because it's the first time that journaling has ever actually stuck consistently in my life because of this app. And best of all, Growth Day has live inspirational classes every single week from the world's top motivational speakers and life coaches. These are people who have impacted my life in huge ways. These are mentors who I already knew and loved. In fact, this is something that's so huge for me, you guys. I personally teach a class in Growth Day every single month, and it is one of the most fun things that I get to do, and I'd love to see you there. These classes will truly shift your life. There's always something new that you will learn. So join me and 300,000 achievers growing our lives with actual real intention. Visit growthday.com/Lori for a free trial. Yes, you can try this for free. So go to growthday.com/Lori and go live your best life. You guys, that's growthday.com/Lori. And I can't wait to see you there.
So are you even asking yourself questions in your business? I ask myself personal questions all the time in my life and in my business. And if we're avoiding them, it's because there's something that we know that we don't want to be doing. And this is not how successful people think or grow. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I was just reading an article that I found on the American Express site. And I literally was looking for the most crucial business questions to ask yourself. And I came across this article and I thought that these were some of the most epic questions. So I wanted to share them with you. And I wanted to make sure that you guys are asking yourselves these questions, because I think that in 2021, if we're not asking ourselves questions that we have never asked before and getting the answers that we need, that we're not going to create the change that we want. So if you guys want to see this article, this absolutely was not an article written by me. This is an article that I am quoting these questions from on the American Express site. They are not paying me, but they probably should. But I just thought these questions were so perfect that I actually did not want to change them or add any of them to it. So the first question is, what problem does your business solve? And Chris and I do a mastermind. And he also does, you know, we do Fast Foundations Mastermind, which works with over 100 early stage entrepreneurs, 500,000 and down. And then he does his elite level mastermind, which is going to be enrolling after January, where that is $500,000 and up, a lot of seven figure earners in there. And I can tell you that there are a lot of these questions that I'm going to share with you that either come up or people have never asked themselves. And that's totally okay, right? But at the same time, if you haven't asked yourself these questions, I know that you're probably struggling or stuck. So with that said, one of the first questions that we talk about a lot is, what problem does your business solve? So really getting into the meat of that and understanding, what pain point are you solving for people? Number two, how does your business generate income? What parts of your business actually drive the biggest pieces of revenue, right? So sometimes we don't realize that maybe we're focusing on parts of our business that actually aren't going to create a large payoff. Maybe we're spending a lot of time in parts of our business that actually are in phase two and three when we should be focused on phase one. What do I mean by that? So sometimes, you know, I just got this question in one of our masterminds, and it was, which one do I do first? What do I focus on? Do I focus on, you know, creating a course, finishing my book, my podcast? What do I do? And I said, well, do you have an audience to sell these things to? Are you nurturing your audience right now? And the answer was no. And it was like, well, then you don't need to be focusing on hardly any of those. You actually need to be focusing on audience acquisition and building an audience and a loyal following and getting that trust factor. Or when you do release that book, you won't have anybody who's going to purchase. When you do release that course, you won't have anyone who's going to purchase. So maybe you are looking at phase two and three things in your business when really you need to be focusing on phase one. Or maybe you're focusing on phase five things when you need to be focusing on phase three. So how does your business generate income? What's the biggest revenue driver, and where do you get your people from? Which parts of your business are not profitable is question number three. Listen up, ladies. I'm talking to you because it is time to get rid of that old nasty bra. If you're anything like me, I had a bra that I would always go to because it was just old, comfortable, and totally reliable, except it looked like crap. So I'm all about self-care, and self-care is buying yourself a new bra. And that's why I love this sponsor. Third Love uses the measurements of millions of women to design bras with all-day comfort and support. They stand behind their products, and if you don't love it, exchanges and returns are free for 60 days. And bras start at just $45. So finding your new favorite bra with high-quality, comfy styles starts at just $45. So you guys, this is so cool. I went online, I did their fit finder quiz. I found my perfect fit in 60 seconds. I just answered a couple simple questions to find my bra size based on breast size, shape, and fit issues. And when I got them in the mail, I absolutely loved them. And they looked great. So Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering my listeners 10% off your first order. Go to thirdlove.com/EYH now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 10% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/EYH for 10% off today. Question number four, is your cash flow positive each month? Question number five, what is your pricing strategy and why? Sometimes we just pick prices out of thin air because someone else is charging them or because we think that's what we're worth when really our audience would pay more or our audience isn't ready to pay more. Maybe our audience is still a very beginner entry level audience and they need a beginner entry level product and you're trying to charge them for a product that they're not ready for. That doesn't mean that you'll make less money. It may mean that, but what it does mean is that you might have more people at a lower number because that's typically how it goes, right? You have a higher ticket offer, you have less people, you have a lower ticket offer, you usually have more people. Number six, how much time do you and your management team spend on generating revenue? So how much time do you, if you're a solopreneur, spend on generating revenue? And how much time do you spend on things that are not generating revenue items? This is all very important to be in touch with in your business. What is your client retention rate? Is number seven. Number 8, will your customers refer other people they know to your company? If so, why not? If so, why not? And are you willing to ask your client that? And if you're not willing to ask your client that, then you're not willing to grow. Because the answer to that question is the keys to what you need to change and what you need to do in order to grow your business. Number 9, who are your most valuable customers and which are the most costly? So who's actually costing you the most, whether that be in constant customer service, really looking at where are your most valuable customers? Who are those people and how can you get more of them? What are they responding to? Why did they respond? How can you survey those people? And number 10, what is your social media strategy? So I think it's so important to be asking these 10 questions. And again, if you want to read the entire article, it is at American Express. It's 10 crucial business questions to ask yourself. And I just thought these questions were so good that I didn't want to change them. So are you even asking yourself questions in your business? I ask myself personal questions all the time in my life and in my business. And if we're avoiding them, it's because there's something that we know that we don't want to be doing. And this is not how successful people think or grow. It's like, you look at the problem, you go for the problem, and you go for it head on. And if you want to know what's stopping you, if you are not there yet, you need to work on becoming the person who will be there. So you guys, I hope that this helped you because 2021 is coming up. I know there's so many things that you guys are facing with wanting to grow businesses or online businesses or thinking about doing something online. And I can tell you that you definitely want to start looking at these different questions within your business. So you guys, as always, if you guys have any questions, feel free to DM me. Let me know your biggest aha moments. Let me know your biggest takeaways. Let me know the questions that you'll be asking yourself this year. Or maybe there was a question that really solved something for you where you're like, oh my God, I never even realized that that is where I was holding myself back. And you know that I love to see it. So make sure you do a story, tag me, and let me know what it is that you are going to be confronting in your business, what question you're going to be answering head on. So you guys, I love you so much. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new. They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to Kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also, as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com.
Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience. When you get community right, not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool.
Want to know a huge secret to my success? Okay, not only my success, but just about every single person that I have interviewed on this podcast who is successful has this in common. You guys, they love to journal. They capture their life lessons and what they're grateful for. But a lot of people don't keep this up consistently, and most people do know that the research shows that journaling deepens your gratitude and increases self-awareness. But did you also know that journaling decreases stress and helps you achieve your goals faster? In fact, journaling is a huge differentiator between average performers at work and high-performing people. It leads to longer-term clarity, confidence, and success. So why don't more people journal? Why didn't I journal consistently? Honestly, they don't like staring at a blank page. It's hard to carry a book around with you or a notepad, and they just don't even know what to write about, or they just forget. That's why I know that you're going to love Growth Day. It's the world's number one system for self-improvement, and it's like all-in-one personal development in an app. And it has an awesome digital journal, and people love it. Growth Day's digital journal has hundreds of research-backed writing prompts for self-reflection, positive mindset, confidence building, and success. I use them all the time, and it makes me think in ways that I typically don't, and it makes me ask myself better questions, which we all know gets better results in our life. It even has prompts that help you develop a daily, weekly, or monthly habit of reflecting on your life and identifying areas to grow. So it's a perfect time of year to start journaling, you guys. When you sign up at Growth Day, you also get systems for habit tracking, goal setting, and scoring, and improving every area of your life. Best of all, I get to teach there too, you guys. I'm so excited. I hope that I get to see you. I teach live in Growth Day every single month with a new topic just for you. So join me there. Start your free trial at growthday.com/Lori.